A spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the UN chief hopes for a positive outcome of the high-level meeting between the U.S. and China in Alaska. Stefan Dujarric says they hope that the two countries can find ways to collaborate on critical issues, such as climate change and rebuilding the post-COVID-19 world. He says China and the U.S. should both find ways to cooperate on global challenges, though they fully understand that there are tensions between the two sides. The two-day meeting between Chinese and American officials, including Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, will start tomorrow in Anchorage. The Chinese government says conclusions about the origins of pollution should be based on scientific monitoring and analysis. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian made the remarks following media reports from South Korea claiming that their country saw a decline in air quality due to a severe sandstorm originating from China this week. Zhao says monitoring data has shown that the sandy and dusty weather originated outside China.
All parties concerned should view the issue with a sensible and constructive attitude, positively guide public opinion, and avoid creating unnecessary hype and easy labeling.
The spokesperson says China's made progress in preventing and controlling desertification in recent years. Shootings at three Atlanta area massage parlors have left at least seven people dead. Many of the victims are said to be Asian women. Officials said three people were killed and two others injured at a massage parlor in Cherokee County late Tuesday afternoon. Shortly after, shootings at two Atlanta massage parlors that are across the street from each other left four dead. Authorities are searching for a suspect seen driving a dark-colored SUV. EU regulators say the benefits of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine continue to outweigh the risk after several countries halted its use over blood clot concerns. EMA Executive Director Eimear Cook says there's no indication that the blood clot incidents were caused by the vaccine, but they are investigating reports.
So while the investigation is ongoing, we are still firmly convinced that the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine in preventing COVID-19 with its associated risk of hospitalization and death outweigh the risk of these side effects.
The husband of Queen Elizabeth II's returned home after staying in hospital for almost a month. Buckingham Palace says in a statement that 99-year-old Prince Philip was discharged following treatment for an infection. It also thanked the medical staff who worked on the Duke of Edinburgh. The exact reason for Philip's admission to hospital last month was not disclosed, but Buckingham Palace says it was not related to COVID-19. Both Philip and the Queen have been vaccinated. The Israeli Defense Ministry has announced that an upgrade to the country's Iron Dome rocket defense system has been completed. Israel Missile Defense Organization Chief Moshe Patel says the new system will help Israel cope with any additional array of aerial threats.
In the three flight test campaigns that were conducted during the last month, the Iron Dome system demonstrated outstanding capability against evolving threats, including large and complicated salvo attacks of missiles and rockets, swarm of UAVs, and more.
The Iron Dome is part of Israel's multi-layered aerial defense system, ranging from systems capable of intercepting rockets fired from short-range or even long-range missiles outside of the atmosphere.